and welcome to Wonderful World of Disney.
Semi-final thingy.
What? Woo!
Finally! Oh my gosh.
Semi-final.
Woo!
It's exciting. Exciting stuff.
Yes, it is.
All right. So, tonight, we have four contestants. And they are doing a scene and a song of
this
Disney Sidekicks.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what you'll hear. And then at the end of the episode, we'll have our final three for the finale.
I know. I don't think we told them that yet, did we?
Oh, did we not?
I don't think so.
That we're changing it to three?
Yes, just to clarify, we are not cutting two people this week. We are only cutting one. We are going to have three people go to our finale.
Yeah, and we haven't told you guys everything else.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
My allergies are acting up, people. Bear with me if I sound a little nasally.
So, we'll tell you guys the rest of the stuff that's going down a little later on. Suspense. Dun, dun, dun. All right. So, we will get started. First up is Blackjack. And his scene, he did a scene with Mushu from Mulan. And his song is Prince Ali from Aladdin. Yeah. So, yeah.
Let's listen.
Did I hear someone ask for a miracle? Let me hear you say, ah! That's close enough. Get ready, Mulan. Your 17th salvation is at hand. For I have been sent by your ancestors to guide you through your masquerade. Come on, you gonna stay, you gonna work. So heed my word, because if the army finds out you a girl, the penalty is death. Who am I? Who am I? I am the guardian of lost souls. I am the powerful, the pleasurable, the indestructible Mushu. Ooh, yeah, pretty hot, huh?
Make way!
Clear the way in the old bazaar. Hey, you, let us through. It's a bright new star. Oh, come be the first on your block to meet his eye. Make way, here he comes. Ring bells, bang the drums. Oh, you're gonna love this guy. Prince Ali, fabulous he, Ali Ababwa. Genuflect, show some respect down on one knee. Now try your best to stay calm. Brush off your Sunday salam. Then come and meet his spectacular coterie. Prince Ali, mighty as he, Ali Ababwa. Strong as 10 regular men, definitely.
He faced a galloping horde.
100 bad guys with swords.
Who sent their goons to their lords?
Why, Prince Ali. He's got 75 golden cows.
Don't they look lovely, Audrey?
Fabulous, Allison. I love the feathers.
When it comes to exotic type mammals, has he got a zoo? I'm telling you,
it's a world-class menagerie.
Prince Ali, handsome as he, Ali Ababwa. That physique, how can I speak weak at the knee? Well, get on out in that square. Adjust your veil and prepare to gawk and grovel and stare at Prince Ali.
He's got 95 white Persian monkeys.
He's got the monkeys. Let's see the monkeys.
And to view them, he charges no fee.
He's generous, so generous.
He's got slaves, he's got servants and flunkies.
Proud to work for him,
bow to his whim, serving him. They're just lousy with loyalty to Ali. Prince Ali. Prince Ali.
Amorous Ali Ababwa. Heard your princess was a sight lovely to see. That good people is why he got dolled up and dropped by.
With 60 elephants, llamas galore, with his bears and lions, a brass band and more, with his 40 bakers, his cooks, his bakers, his birds that warble on King
Blackjack with his scene and his song.
Indeed it was.
So, your scene. Like, I loved your energy in this. I put emotion. I don't know why I put emotion. I meant energy. I loved your energy in this. It was fun. Mushu's crazy.
Yeah. That's Eddie Murphy for you, though.
Yeah. You sounded really fun in this. I liked it. I wish you would have, more of the feeling that you were, talking to someone, because he's talking to Mulan and whatnot. I wish you would have more of that feeling, like, you had the feeling that you were talking to the little cricket duty. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has a name.
I think they just called him Cricky.
But I wish you would have had more of the feeling that you were, talking to Mulan. I just didn't feel like you had that. But I really liked your energy in this. I thought it was bam, in your face. I'm hyper, if you guys cannot tell. I have a furry day, kind of, not really. I have to leave in 30 minutes. So, your song, Prince Ali. Oh my god, Audrey and I were in the song.
I know, I love shout-outs. That made me laugh.
I was like, yes!
I first heard that, and I, had to back it up. I'm like, did he just say our name?
I did, too, because he said your name first. I was like, wait, what? Because I don't know why I think that part's so interesting. I don't know why. I think that part is normally, really funny. And so I listened to it, and I was like, wait, what? And then I went back, and I was like, oh, my God!
It was a literal double take. It was awesome.
So that made me super happy. I really loved your energy on this. You, always have such great energy. That's just, who you are.
Yeah, that is Blackjack. That is
bam,
part of his personal description.
Your harmonies at the very beginning sounded like you were singing too high for your comfort. And they sounded kind of weird. I think it was it half him and half original? Because that's what it sounded like.
Know.
It was half him and half original back vocals. But it sounded a little off to me. I really liked your different character voices, especially the one with the little kid and then the old person.
Yes, he fights the galloping hordes and all that.
Yeah,
100 bad.
I really liked your. Yeah, I really liked your character voices for that. When you were singing the parts or the girl part, when the genie's like a girl. You sounded kind of, nasally and kind of whiny to me. Your voice sounded, when you were singing the girl part, I just thought it sounded really weird. There were quite a few parts that were definitely too high for you and not in your comfort zone. But, like I said, you always do amazing with energy on on your songs and your scenes. And that's one of the things, I really like is when people use a lot of energy and all that. So I think you did really good, but there were just parts that I could tell were, not in your comfort zone, and there were notes that were just kind of off, harmonies and stuff, but other than that, I liked your energy and your characters and how you developed them, and I thought it was really fun.
Yeah. All right.
And because we were in it, so that makes
yeah, brownie points. Brownie points. Put our names into a song and we will love you forever. Uh-huh. For your scene, I thought you sounded very gospel preachery. That's my first note. Which is good, because that's kind of what you should have been going for in that scene.
Mm-hmm.
The part where you get to the part where it's the penalty if she's found out is death, I thought you didn't quite go, sinister enough on that. But, I liked the little part at the end where you said, pretty hot, huh? That just made me smile so much. But, yeah. For your song, this cracked me up. My favorite line in this whole song, though, and aside from the part that had my name in it, you know, mm-hmm. is he's got the monkeys. He's got the monkeys. Let's see the monkeys. That's so cute. But yeah, I loved the little shout-outs to us. That was brilliant. This is just a really fun song, and you definitely brought the energy for it. You did have some pitch issues, but I thought those got, like, better or at least less noticeable as you went through, because we just got carried away with your energy and didn't even pay attention to it. Awesome character voices. Another note I have. This is the second week in a row I get to say this.
What?
Oh my gosh, your girl voice. Because last week it was JC. And then this week it was him. It just cracked me up. The line, come be the first on your block to meet his eye. There was a little bit of a weird, like, downward scoop on the word eye at the end of that phrase. But that was, like, the biggest pitch issue that stood out to me. But, yeah. Aside from that, the rest of it was just really fun and exciting and exuberant. And it's the genie. What more do you expect? It was awesome.
I'm back.
Oh, she's just got back. Well, perfect timing.
It was physical. Yeah. All right. So,
next up.
Blackjack.
Yes, that was
Genesis.
Next up is JC.
Woo! Woo!
He, and both of his scene and his song are from the same character. They're Sebastian from The Little Mermaid. And he did Kiss the Girl.
Yeah. So, let's listen to JC.
Woo!
Just look at her! On legs! On human legs! My nerves are shot! This is a catastrophe! What would her father say? I'll tell you what her father'd say. He'd say he's going to kill himself a crab! That's what her father'd say! I am going to march myself straight home right now and tell him just like I should have done the minute, and don't you shake your head at me, young lady. Maybe there's still time. If we can get that witch to give you back your voice, you can go home with all the normal fish and just be... just be... just be miserable for the rest of your life. All right. I'll try and help you find that prince. My, what a soft shell I'm turning out to be.
Percussion. Strings. Wings. Words. There you see her, sitting there across the way. She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her. And you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna kiss the girl. Yes, you want her. Look at her, you know you do. Possible she wants you to. There is one way to ask her. It don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl.
Sing with me now.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, my oh my, look like the boy too shy, ain't gonna kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, ain't that sad, ain't it a shame to her, you gonna miss the girl. Say a word until you kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't be scared. You got the mood prepared. Go on and kiss the girl.
sha la 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 la. Don't stop now, don't try to hide it. How you wanna kiss the girl? Sha la 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 la. Float along and listen to this song. This song say kiss the girl. Sha la 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 la. The music play, do what the music say. Go on and kiss the girl. Kiss the girl. Kiss the girl.
You gotta
kiss the girl. Go on and kiss the girl.
And that was JC.
Yeah. Alright, I go first.
Yes, you do.
I'm finally getting the hang of this. Sort of. For your scene, I liked the way you, like, cracked your voice up at the beginning, and then, like, you went really low when you were, like, supposed to be imitating Triton. I loved that. I didn't like the, like, accent you used on this so much. It almost sounded, like, British to me rather than, like, Jamaican, like Sebastian is supposed to be. I loved your little, like, dramatic gasp, though. That was awesome. I did like your emotion levels on this. It was good. For your song, the character, like, accent or voice was better on this, I thought. I know he said in his email that, like, he wished us luck trying to pick out which of the background vocals were him and which ones weren't. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell at all.
I couldn't either.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't even paying that much attention to it, though.
Like, I was trying to, and I think, I don't know. I thought the, like,
yeah,
the law parts toward the end, I was thinking those were him, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's,
they were awfully high. Yeah. But it could have been his alter ego, whatever her name is.
Janessa. But yeah, his voice is just so, like, smooth and awesome and kind of hypnotizing. I couldn't pay attention to the background vocals to pick out which ones were not you because I was so busy just flowing along with the song. One of my notes is, if Eric had been listening to this version, he'd have kissed Ariel for sure and never mind Ursula's intervention. This is just really pretty and awesome, and I liked it a lot. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your scene, I really liked it. I agree with Audrey, the accent was really different sounding than Sebastian's kind of is. But I loved your emotion in this and your energy. And I especially loved your really squeaky line when you made your voice all squeaky. I thought it was funny. yeah, I really liked your scene. Your song, my first thing is, I don't know which parts of the harmonies you were. I loved your Sebastian voice on this one, and I thought you sounded really, really good on this. I honestly don't have much to say, because I really like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't have much to say. I think your voice is just, like, so smooth and nice and fit the song well, and I thought you did a really good job with it.
She was hypnotized, too. She just won't admit it.
So, yeah. Up next is Skywish.
Woo!
And her scene and her song are also the same character.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're actually from, like, right at the same part of the movie.
Yeah.
It's Jessie from Toy Story 2.
Yeah! And Toy Story 3, but, you know.
Well, yeah.
But this is from Toy Story 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So... yeah, she did a scene, and then her song is When Somebody Loved Me. So yeah, here is Skywish.
No, can't go. I can't do storage again. I just can't. I won't go back in the dark. It's not fair. How can you do this to me? Andy, Andy, Andy. That's all he ever talks about. Big deal. Let him go. I'm sure his precious Andy is dying to play with a one-armed cowboy doll. Let me guess. Andy's a real special kid. And to him, you're his buddy, his best friend. And when Andy plays with you, it's like, even though you're not moving, you feel like you're alive. Because that's how he sees you. Because Emily was just the same. She was my whole world. You never forget kids like Emily or Andy. But they forget you.
That was Skywish.
Yeah.
Sky, for your scene, I thought your voice fit her really well. It was kind of hard for me to, like, at the very beginning when I first listened to it, I had to go back a few times. It was kind of hard to, like, make out some of what you said clearly. I don't know. She said she used a different mic for this, right? I thought she did. I think she did.
No, she said she was recording in a different room that had better acoustics or something.
Oh, well, it sounded, your, like, quality or something sounded different on your scene to me for some reason. I don't know why. But there are parts, I think, because, like, you, I love how you, like, really got into this. Like, your emotion was really good. Are you still there, Audrey?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, what was the thing? Your emotion. I thought your emotion was really good, but there were just, I think it was because you're getting into it so much that there were parts that it was kind of hard to clearly understand because you're getting into it so much, which I really like that you got into it. But the emotion, I do wish you played around with it a little more because it kind of seemed like you were like repeating it over and over with each line. But I do think you fit her really well, and I do like that you put so much emotion into it. For your song, your voice is so cute and pretty, and you have to stop it.
I know.
Because you just have to. Yeah. I've said this, like, for a few weeks now. You have to stop. Anyways, I really like this song for you. I think this is a good song for you. I really liked your different note transitions. I cannot say that word well. Note transitions. I have it about 155, because I didn't know the exact time. It sounded like you had a little trouble with that bigger note, reaching it. And I wish you would have put just, like, a tad more emotion and, like, performance into this song. Because I feel like there were parts where you just were kind of singing it. And there wasn't, because this is, like, emotion.
Yeah, this is like
this song is all emotion, and there were a few parts I just felt like you didn't have enough emotion or performance with it, and you were just kind of singing it, so I wish you would have added some more to that. But I do think this was a good song for you, and I liked it. Your voice is cute, and you need to stop. So yeah.
Okay, sorry about earlier, I muted it so y'all wouldn't hear me sneeze.
Oh, I was like, oh my gosh, it went quiet.
I disappeared so I could sneeze. Yeah, for your scene, I actually thought your emotion felt kind of weird on this. Like, I don't know, you just, Jesse is actually, like, really cynical and, like, kind of bitter, you know? And so, like, you took that and made her into just this really cute little sad toy. But that's not quite where she was going with it. Like, at first when you were talking about that, I can't go back into storage, you just sounded kind of desperate rather than like, oh my god, panicked, and like, I'm afraid of the dark and the enclosed spaces. And then, like, you just sounded really sad towards the end with the, like, the line about the one-armed cowboy doll and the very last line. When Jesse put, like, a lot more kind of venom into her words. But, yeah. You're too cute. Just stop. It's harder for you to pull off being mean because you're so cute and sweet and nice to everybody all the time.
But we're gangsters now. So she gotta be mean.
Yeah. yeah, for your song, I did like the, I don't know whether it was the acoustics or some reverb you put on it, but I did like the quality that it had to it. I liked your emotion on this. I do agree that there were places where it could have been brought out a lot more, but, this is just a really beautiful song. Also, I hate you. Because I did this on Animation Sensation, and it was, like, one of the first songs I posted to my YouTube, and yours is way better, and I hate you.
I'm sorry. I'm just like, it was a sudden pause. I hate you.
Yeah. I don't really hate you. I'm just jealous. I can't hate you because you're adorable. Yeah, you did sound like you had a little bit of trouble on the higher note. Because this song is deceptively high. That's Sarah McLachlan for you. Ugh. But, yeah, otherwise you're like, your pitches were really well, really good. I mean, yeah. I noticed you, I don't know, it sounded like you were trying to put on a little bit of a twang for Jesse. Because you said, like, ah instead of I in a couple of places.
I noticed that in, like, two spots.
That's a little bit of a pet peeve of mine, because people do that a lot around here where I live, and I'm just like, that is not how you pronounce the stupid letter. It annoys me. I knew that she loved me right before the bridge, the word new on that is another place that sounded off. It had like a really weird vowel to me. I don't know what it was anymore, but yeah. Oh, my other note that I have written on here, like sideways, that goes along with that thing about I hate you. It just says in very big capital letters, stop it. It's not fair. Just stop. You have to stop being so cute. It's not fair.
Oh, goodness.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Alright. So last but not least is
Viola.
Woo!
And her scene and her song are from Fox and the Hound. One of the, like, bestest movies ever. I used to watch this movie all the time.
This movie is more recent than I realized. It's only from, like, 1981. I thought it was one of those from the same era as, like, Lady and the Tramp and all that. And
oh, so
it was from, like, the 60s. But no, it's from the 80s. I did not realize this. I grew up watching this movie and I didn't realize this.
So, yeah.
But yeah, let's listen to Soyala. Her scene.
Oh, sorry.
Her scene is Widow Tweed, the old lady that adopts Todd the fox. And then the song is Big Mama the Owl singing Best of Friends.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the name of the song, so I just typed whatever this song is. So, yeah. Anyway, let's listen to Soyala.
Who is it? Well, I was sure I heard someone knocking. Oh, dear, my laundry! Oh, here, stop it! Oh, you pesky birds! Will you come back here? Oh, stop! Oh, well, I wonder what got into those birds. Oh, bless my soul! Oh, why, it's a baby fox. Hello, little fella. I wonder where its mother is. Oh, come on now. I'm not going to harm you. Now. Oh, isn't that... Oh, my. You're a feisty little rascal, aren't you? There now. Calm down. Now, I can't just leave you out here all alone. Oh, isn't he a darling? Now, not so fast. Now, not so fast. Oh, my. You're such a little toddler. Say, that's what I'm going to call you. Todd. You know, Todd, I'm not going to be so lonesome anymore. Well, my. Look at that. A fox and a hound playing together. When you're the best of friends, having so much fun together, you're not even aware you're such a funny pair. You're the best of friends. Life's a happy game. Could clown around forever. Neither one of you sees your natural boundaries. Life's one happy game. If only the world wouldn't get in the way. If only people would just let you play. They say you're both being fools. You're breaking all the rules. They can't understand the magic of your wonderland. When you're the best of friends, sharing all that you discover. When these moments have passed, will that friendship last? Who can say if there's a way? Oh, I hope it never ends. 'Cause you're
my Soyala.
All right.
Did you just hiccup or something?
I chuckled a little bit. Oh my gosh. Anyway, okay, for your scene,
oh my god, okay.
There goes Allison's phone again. Oh my gosh. Stop blowing up her phone, people.
Just continue.
Yeah, okay. For your scene, I thought your character voice could have used some work here. I know you said you were having trouble trying to make yourself sound like an old lady, and you're right, it didn't really work. Your emotion was good, though. I wish you could have played more to the character, but your emotion was very good. I don't really have a lot more to say about this. I liked the, sound effects, too. Because, you had the thumping on the door, I think it was, to get Muratui's attention, and then the little sound of, Todd drinking out of the baby bottle and all that. But, yeah, those were cute. And for your song, I thought you had good emotion and no real pitch issues on it. Again, I don't really have a lot to say on this. It's, the line, they say you're both being fools, sounded a bit awkward, pitch-wise. I don't know, it just sounded a little like you were having trouble with the transition or something. But, I think that's really all I noticed. I do wish you would have confirmed your, character choices with us. Because, to me, I don't really see these two characters as sidekicks. Out of Fox and the Hound, I think the little woodpecker and the other little bird, I forget their names. I know the woodpecker was Boomer, but I can't for the life of me remember the little bird's name. To me, those two are more the sidekicks in this movie because they're the comic relief kind of characters, and that's what a sidekick is supposed to be. Widow Tweed and Big Mama are just more minor characters to me because they don't really play that much of a role with the main characters themselves. Yeah. And I don't know where Allison has gone.
So, did you finish?
Yes, I finished a minute ago.
Oh, okay. Soyala, your scene. I thought your acting was interesting. It kind of sounded at parts more you couldn't go through that whole scene, just through the whole thing. At once, I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to say it. There were some parts that sounded kind of like you were more reading them than acting them out. And I wish you would have developed the character a little more. You did a good job, but I thought you could have developed her a little more. And the little sound effect when Todd's drinking the bottle, I was like, what is that?
I know.
At first, I was like, what the heck is that? And then I remembered, I was like, oh, well, he's little in this part. I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was cute and all, but,
Yeah, I was just, confused about it. I was like, what? And then I remembered that it's that part of the movie, so I was like, oh, okay.
I don't know where she got the sound effect, though. I want to know how she did that. Was it an actual,
Is it her?
Yeah.
Your song. I thought this was really pretty. I wish your audio.
Spiderweb.
What? I was like, what the heck was that?
I was just running my hand along the bottom edge of this table, and the next thing I know, my fingers are caught in a spider web. That's creepy.
Ew. Ew. Okay, we're gonna stop talking about spider webs. I wish your audio was a little louder because it kind of seemed like you were at the same level as the backtrack. So I wish you would have been a little louder. There were some notes that kind of sounded like there were parts that you were a little unsure of, So it sounded a little funky, but I thought this was really pretty, and it did suit your voice well, and yeah, I thought it was good. Yeah. Just a few little thingies. Yeah.
No, I mean, I said this already, but and you didn't hear it, but I don't really think of these two characters as sidekicks. I thought they were just more like minor or background characters. Because they don't really have a lot of...
I don't think that Todd's... Whatever that lady's name is. I don't really see her as a sidekick. I don't know. Big Mama kind of talks and stuff, doesn't she?
Yeah, but she's...
I see her more as a sidekick than I see the other lady.
More so than Widow Tweed, yeah, but not... Yeah. Not.
I don't see them as, like, the main big sidekicks in this movie.
Yeah.
But I see them as, like, minor sidekicks, kind of.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Well, Big Mama I do, but I don't see the other ladies as sidekicks as much, but...
Yeah.
Like, she asked me about Big Mama. I was like, yeah, I don't see her as a major sidekick, but...
Because she's... Well, in a way, I guess she sort of is some of the comic relief, but it's the two other little birds, like the woodpecker and the other bird, that are one of the main sidekicks in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because Soyala actually asked me about Big Mama, and then she sent me a link. There's actually a website of Disney sidekicks.
Is there really?
Yes, there's a Disney website of all the sidekicks.
I must find this.
Yeah, and she sent me the link, and I was like, oh, well, she's on there.
Indeed.
So, yeah. All right. So, those are all four contestants in the semifinal. So, Audrey and I will go add up the scores and find out who the final three are. We go from 24 to 3.
Yeah. I know.
Craziness. All right, so Audrey and I will be right back. We are back. We need to stop doing that.
It's twin telepathy.
So we have the final three.
Yes, we do. This is a really tough cut, you guys.
Yeah, I mean, last cut was like... we were getting ready to cry.
Yeah.
And it was just bad, and this is...
Yes, I mean, like, you've all made it this far, and we would love to see you all go to the finale, but as we've said, we can only put three through. So, actually, do we want to, like, save people first, like we did last week?
Sure.
All right. And again, we're going to go ahead and read off the scores.
Yeah. Do you want to go first?
Yes. Okay. With the highest score of the night, a 9, we have Genesis. So, Genesis, you are through to the finale.
Yay! All right. In second, with an 8.5... is Skywish! Yay!
All right.
Okay.
And this is where things get tricky. Because we have an 8, and we have a score that we've never really done before, an 8.25. And that's my fault, because I forgot how to average things. Because Allison just kind of gives you an overall score for both. I've been scoring the scene and the song separately, and... like, averaging them together. And so, yeah. One of you got something that averaged out into a half of a half. Mm-hmm. So you have an 8.25 instead of a
8.5. So you guys are...
So this is ridiculously close, you guys.
They're 0.25
yes.
away.
It's a quarter of a point, you guys. This is terrifying. And they're like, shut up and tell us already! We've waited this long for the freaking episode, and now you're going to drag this out forever and ever and ever, and yes, we are, because we're evil. I am.
You make it go another 10 minutes. You want to go another 10 minutes?
We could. Nah, let's not do that. That would be cruel. Yeah, so, because I'm no good at math. Or because I'm sort of good at math.
What do you mean you're no good at math? You do all my math.
Okay, so I'm, because I, like, forgot that I was supposed to average things, we wound up with an odd score that this is, wow. But yes, okay, so, we have an 8.25 and an 8, and the remaining contestants are Blackjack and Soyala. The one who is safe and will be moving on to the finale, the one who had the weird little score of an 8.25, is, drumroll, I can't do a drumroll at the moment, Blackjack AV.
Woo!
I'm so sorry, Soyala. That was, like, ridiculously close. That was literally, like, the closest it's been the entire show, I think.
Well, that's because we've never been...
We've never had a quarter of a point before. A quarter of a point before, yeah. Yeah, that's... Yeah. Wow. Oh, my gosh. So...
Now it's time to talk about the finale!
Yes!
Yay!
For the finale, not only are there three people going to the finale,
but there's three of something else.
Yes. Y'all are not the only trio here. There's also a trio of themes.
Ooh, changing it up.
Yeah. We have...
Yeah, so you guys are not singing just one song like you we had originally planned.
No, you have to sing three.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just full of surprises this week, aren't we?
Don't you love us?
I know. But, yes, so, the theme that was on the list when we originally set it up, the, was it Disney Hallmarks? Uh-huh. They're like the classic, iconic Disney songs.
What you guys consider to be a classic Disney song.
Like, you know, what song automatically pops into your head when you think of Disney? You know, stuff like Circle of Life or... When You Wish Upon a Star, or stuff like that.
No Snow White!
No Snow White, please, we will sleep. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, stuff like that. Just iconic Disney songs. When you think of Disney, this is the song that you think of. Mm-hmm. You know, and that sort of thing.
The second theme...
is Judge's Choice.
Dun, dun, dun.
So Allison and I will each pick a song for each of you, and you will have your choice out of the two.
Yeah.
And then the third and final theme is Contestant's Choice. That means you get to pick a song. And
yay!
A song you want to sing but haven't gotten the chance to yet. That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, guys, and, that's not the only surprise that we have for you guys.
Oh, we still have more surprises.
Yeah.
We have surprise.
One of them being, we are not going to be the only ones judging you.
Indeed, we are not. We have guest judges planned.
Judges!
Judges, plural. Indeed.
Judges!
Yeah. We have mystery guest judges, but we're not going to spoil that surprise for you yet. You'll just have to wait and see.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun!
Dun!
Yeah. So, all right, well.
Yeah.
We'll see you all in the finale.
Yeah! Woo!
Woo!
Hypernin! That's not what I wanted to say. That's not what I wanted to say, but that's what came out of my mouth. yay! So yeah, we will see you all at the finale! What? Yeah!
Yep.
So, we will be sending out emails, telling you guys again what all these themes are for the finale, and we will be giving each of you our, songs that you can choose from for the judge's choice and all that jazz. So yeah. Thank you for listening.
Woo!
So we will get emails to you and all that.
ASAP.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to just go do all this stuff right now. So, yeah. Thanks for listening, and listen to the finale!